You are now invited to step through the doorway of time to explore a piece of the puzzle to life's hidden mysteries. What ancient secrets lie just beneath the surface of these eternal questions? Who am I? What is my karma? And why, oh why, is my life like this? Money, sex, power. What's your karma?
You're listening to Money, Sex, Power, What's Your Karma? The show that talks to living. I'm your host, Lilith Dove, with co-hosts MG, Babble, and Promo Pete. We'll be here every Friday on BBS Radio from 12 noon to 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, bringing you good karma stories with MG, spiritual insights with Babble, and Promo Pete announcing the latest events and products that we offer to everyone who's interested in maintaining good karma. I'll also be taking calls from anyone listening out there who'd like to have their karma read. If you'd like to participate in this, call 1-877-876-5227. Once again, if you want to get your karma read, these are free karma readings, call 1-877-876-5227. Now, before we get started, at the start of every show, I'm going to explain the definition of karma. Now, of course, I know there are people out there who'll be thinking to themselves, I know what karma means. Well, in actual fact, contrary to popular opinion, it isn't A, the aura, B, the general energy around a person, or fate. The true definition of karma is as follows. The force generated by a person's actions which perpetuates reincarnation and determines the nature of their existence, also known as cause and effect. Now, some of you may get also readings that talk about dharma, and often people don't understand what dharma means. They just think or assume it means good karma. But the true definition of dharma is a person's true life purpose that enables them to express and achieve their high potential and destiny in the present lifetime. So I will repeat those definitions later on the show, especially when I do the free readings, so that you can make a note of them and remember them for future reference. And once again, I will be taking calls from those who'd like to have a karma reading, so it's important to remember that definition when you get your reading. The purpose of this show, Money, Sex, Power, What's Your Karma, is to make you think, question, and perhaps believe that what goes around really does come around in this life or the next one after that, the next one after that, and so forth. And that by being more aware of this, you can make a difference to your life and yourself. It's all about personal growth and empowerment. The karma readings I'll be giving later will hopefully shed some light on why certain things are the way they are in each person's life and what they can do to change the situation for the better. Instead of perpetually repeating the same mistakes and problems over and over again. None of us are helpless. We all have the ability, if we take responsibility and have the desire, to change things for the better. All of us at Astro Babble, that's the four of us, me, Babble, Promo Pete, and MG, hope to make these shows not only empowering but healing, inspiring with a touch of humor, because it's important to remember that even though the topic of karma can be a little bit heavy to tackle, you have to look at the bright side and know that as much as you created the situation, you have the power to change it. The key is being able to transform the negative into the positive. So before we go any further, let's have some stories of karma with MG. Where are you, MG?
Here I am.
Okay, what do you have for us today?
Just a few stories I'd like to share.
Yeah,
everyday people doing good karma deeds, big or small.
Okay.
That hopefully can make the world we live in a better place.
Okay, great. I can't wait.
All right, here, starting off, KNBC.com offers a story about finders but not keepers. Hugo Favarez, a 76-year-old man from Panorama City, California, has reportedly lost $15,000 in the parking lot of a Washington Mutual in Van Nuys. Fortunately for him, a Samaritan, good Samaritan named Rogelio Leon, turned in the black zipper bag containing $7,000. I opened and see many money, said Leon. Leon grew up in Peru and shared that as a boy, his mom taught him a thing or two about karma. If you find anything on the floor, you need to return it. So, fortunately, the LAPD was able to track down Salvarez to return his money, and apparently that money was needed for Salvarez's surgery in Chile. So that pushes to Solaris and Leon, you know, nice story.
That's amazing. That is an amazing good karma story. That's
I know.
Rare.
I mean, who finds $7,000 and decides I'm returning it?
Nobody.
You know, that's nobody.
Especially here in New York.
So, going into the local news in New York. So, from the New York Post, bond trader Bill Gross will auction off his British Empire stamp collection for an expected, $1.5 million to benefit a Columbia University project that delivers seeds and fertilizers to Africa. So this auction will be held on October 3 at the Spring Street Galleries. So if anybody interested in supporting this, please go to the Spring Street Galleries. And then some, an interesting other news from Columbia University that I found in the New York Times. The 6 years of engineering majors at Columbia are required for graduation credits to participate in this service learning, that integrating service with curriculum. So that 500 students will learn academic credits this year, designing for social community projects in Harlem. So such as designing swings for people in wheelchairs or building an environmentally sustainable greenhouse at a local high school.
Now
other departments are actually considering integrating this service learning into their programs, which in turn will create, more socially aware students. So
that's interesting, because you find these days so many people are becoming more eco-friendly and green conscious, so it shows that it's really spreading.
It's spreading, and, starting them young is a good thing.
Yeah.
This is a fun story. It's I found on appscott.com. They wrote an article that encouraging kindness can be fun. We all believe in that, right,
yeah.
Lewis?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, we do. Not everybody, though.
Well, this is started by Canadian entrepreneur Austin Hill, who's had some success of his own already. He created a new game called Akoha. Akoha offers an easy game-like way for people to give something back to the world. It's not just about philanthropy, but also about having fun and encouraging people to do nice things for each other.
Wow.
Koha uses this concept of missions, for which you can get actual game cards to give to the recipients of your random acts of kindness. So, the holder of a card is expected to do, the specific nice thing for someone else, say, buy a book or give some flowers, simple things like that.
They have to have proof that they actually did it.
Well, this is the interesting part. This is the interesting part, I thought. That the good deeds are actually tracked on the web. And what participants can send videos or see on a world map where all the charitable acts took place. And then the site also shows which participants are most active, and everyone gets a karma score.
Oh.
A karma score. Yes, a karma score. That's what they called it, a karma score. And so just look for this product that's, it's supposed to be scheduled to be released around 2009. So find it on akoha.com.
How do you spell that?
Akoha.com.
Okay.
Akoha.com.
Wow.
Yeah,
look into that.
Yeah, look into that. Nice birthday gift or something. I don't know, Christmas, anniversary, Valentine's.
Oh. So there you go, everybody out there. If you want to accumulate more good karma, go to akoha.com.
Akoha.com. And here's my last story. This is from mailtribune.com. It's an interesting story out of Oregon. As you give out, so you shall receive. This story actually begins 35 years ago, mm-hmm. when North Ross Lane Cabinet Shop burned down in 1973, destroying all the cabinetry built for the apartment that this Myron Corcoran was building. So Gary Smith offered his shop rent-free for about 4 to 6 months to allow Corcoran and his crew to work between 5 p.m. and 7 a.m. when Smith and his crew weren't working. And then, unfortunately, Smith was currently hit with the same devastation with an arson fire that ripped through his entire shop, an estimated $200,000 in damages or something like that.
Wow.
So going back to 35 years ago, Corcoran, the 84-year-old retired Medford builder and developer, said, "You know what? I just wanted to do the kindly thing and show my appreciation for what Smith did for him back in 1973. The gesture was a $1,000 check dropped at Gary W. Smith Custom Cabinets Incorporated. And, you know, it kind of choked up Smith. And he said, what a great act of kindness and thoughtfulness.
It is. I'm after such a long time. That's amazing.
Such a long time. Yeah. So in conclusion, this just shows you how much a good deed never goes unnoticed.
Yeah.
You know, and it's time to wrap up the segment.
Quick question for you, Grace. Was it difficult for you to find these stories of good karma? Was it a hard thing for you to accumulate this information?
It was a little difficult because, you know, it's most of the news we have more sensationalistic sort of things, and, you know, very few of these type of stories sort of make it to the headlines. So
that's a shame.
It is a shame. But I did enjoy sharing them with everyone, and I'm hoping that in some way these four stories will inspire someone in some way to do their own good karma deeds. You know, in turn, we'd love for them to, you know, contact us and share their good karma stories with us, and we can put on the airwaves.
Yeah, that'd be a good idea. So hopefully those listening out there, if you have any good karma stories you'd like to share with us, please feel free to call into the show and share them with us. And I'm sure Mary Grace, also known as MG, will have more stories for us next week, next Friday. Same time, same place. Thank you, MG. So, before we go on any further... Oh, thank you. I didn't think you were still there.
Oh, yeah. Until next time, think good karma.
Yes, think good karma. Definitely. So before we go on to the next segment, it's interesting that those stories of good karma, as I asked MG, they're not really wildly published. You don't necessarily see those prominently in the newspaper. Usually what we read is about war, devastation, starvation, genocide. But very rarely, if you think about it, do you ever read about stories in the main headlines of good karma or good deeds that have helped someone with kindness in some way, shape, or form. So it's something to think about. So, as I said earlier, hopefully with this show we can spread good karma and help people to think more about that, not only for other people, but for themselves. Because having good karma isn't just treating other people with kindness, but treating yourself with good kindness. Having the self-love and self-worth to know that you deserve the best and you should be kind to yourself at all times. The next segment we have is from Babel, who will be giving us some spiritual insights. 2 minutes with Babel. So looking forward to this. I'm looking forward to hearing what Babel has to say that can help each person grow, develop, be empowered, and be more spiritually aware in their daily lives. Babel, are you there?
Good morning, Lois.
Good morning. So what do you have for us?
And good morning to everybody listening here on the What's Your Karma show. This 2 minutes with Babel, today and in future shows, I'm going to talk about how to become spiritually fit in mind, body, spirit, and soul. And the first topic is the mind, in terms of how to use the mind when it comes to knowledge and meditation. These are some suggestions to think about. Number one, with knowledge, read the newspaper daily, cover to cover, or read a book. This will help stimulate the mind to learn new information. And number two, on the subject of meditation, here's some techniques for focus and visualization. When you're at home, take a candle and sit in front of it. Light it and stare only at the flame for 20 to 30 seconds. Then close your eyes for 30 seconds and try to picture that flame when your eyes are closed. Open the eyes, and then stare only at the flame for 20 to 30 seconds. Close them again for another 30 seconds, and repeat this cycle for about 5 minutes. This will teach the mind to focus on one thing. And these are exercises that will help the mind get spiritually fit. And that's it.
Wow. These are interesting insights. These insights you share with people that you know, Babel?
Yeah. I mean, the mind, you know, in today's chaotic world, the more we can calm the mind and get away from that chaotic mind, the more peace we can have with ourselves And that's where really peace begins. Peace begins with yourself.
That's true. But what about if somebody doesn't want to read the newspaper or a book or doesn't want to join, you know, a club or some activity? What would you suggest that they do instead?
Well, they can take a class in a something that they're interested in, whether it be a hobby, whether it be some, you know, field of interest that they're interested in. And if they really don't want to do that and they're too lazy, they can listen to the book on tape. This will also help stimulate the mind to learn new information.
Yeah, that's definitely something to think about. I think that these insights also bring to mind what I said earlier about, you know, being kind to yourself and having the self-worth that you do something that you love. If you don't want to read or you know, a newspaper or a book, to do something fun that you enjoy that makes you happy. And then you'll find that you'll be more empowered to do more things, to expand your horizons, or just improve yourself as a person. Thank you very much, Babel, for those insights. Are you going to have more for us next Friday?
Yeah, like I said, we're going to talk about mind, body, spirit, and soul, and how to get spiritually fit, not only for yourself, but to tackle the world's problems.
Yes, that's very, very true, because one person can make a difference, and thousands can make an even bigger difference. As you said earlier, peace begins with me. Thank you very much, Babel.
You're so welcome.
Thank you. So as we keep going on with the show, Money, Sex, Power, What's Your Karma? That's what you're listening to. If you want to call in to have a free karma reading, the number to call is 1-877-876-5227. That's 1-877-876-5227. I think we're going to be coming up to a commercial break soon. So once again, if you want to have a free karma reading, pick up your phone and call. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. I think the next segment we're going to have is going to be with Promo Pete, if Promo Pete is there.
Yes. Hello.
Hello, Promo Pete.
Yes. Hi, Love. How are you?
I'm fine. So what are you going to promote?
Yes. Well, today, hello, everyone. This is Promo Pete. Every week, I will bring to you all the new exciting products and services we at Astral Productions have to offer. So one of those exciting products I would like to share with you today is called Karma Stars. Yes, Karma Stars is a free weekly horoscope that is entertaining, enlightening, and motivational. Each video scope pinpoints the right action to navigate an optimum success and fulfillment in one's life. The video blog we have will provide unique insights into daily life, incorporating the three drives of the human race, which is money, sex, and power. So don't forget to visit Karma Stars. It's K-A-R-M-A Stars, S-T-A-R-S, one word, .com, which is the new language of the stars, a fresh approach to the interpretation of astrology.
Promo Pete, quick question before you continue. Could you give us some examples of what the Karma Stars actually are?
Oh,
so
sure,
that the listeners can get some pointers.
Absolutely. And well, they're updated weekly every Sunday. So some examples, of course, they go through all the 12 zodiac signs, like Aries. Aries for this week from the 7th to the 13th is pay attention to the direction you're moving towards, even though you may believe it is the right thing to do and the right way to go. Consider that there is a possibility of repeating the same things you've done before in the past, but not really getting out of your comfort zone. For Gemini, be careful this week not to waste time and energy on people and situations that will try to lead you away on tangents. Have discernment and trust your instincts if you somehow feel suggestions are not right for you. And another example would be Libra. Think before you speak and act, realizing that others could misinterpret what you say. Make sure that you're honest with yourself and others, even though you think what you're saying and doing is in harmony with natural law. Think twice.
Oh, wow.
So those are some great examples. I mean, it's in a video blog format. It's, of course, free. And everyone can check it out. Every Sunday they're updated. It's for the whole week. It's really exciting.
Okay. What else do you have for us?
Another product we have is called Personal Karma Questions. These are for our Facebook users, all those social networking individuals who love to chat online. We have these available. They're $3.99 per question, per topic, and you just have to write in on Facebook, and you can become a member of the Good Karma Club. We offer a Good Karma Club, which is available to all Facebook members as well. So look us up on Facebook on Good Karma and Good Karma Club.
Oh, wow, that's great. And how do you find out about, where did you say you can find out about Karma Stars and the Good Karma Club?
Sure. Karma Stars can be found on Karma Stars. It's K-A-R-M-A Stars, STARS.com. And for our Facebook users, you can also look us up at the search under Good Karma Club or Astro Babble, A-S-T-R-O-B-A-B-B-L-E. And also, of course, you can look us up on BBS Radio, and we'll be right there. All our information is on the page.
Now, Promo Pete, before you go, do you find that, because we're calling from New York, in case listeners out there didn't realize that, that in New York there are many products, events, or things for people to participate regarding karma?
There are a few. I mean, I know nowadays in television the word karma is thrown around so many times, like the show My Name is Earl. I didn't find a lot of them, so hopefully the show will inspire others to sort of think about the right action in karma in general.
Would you find that, for instance, on TV, when they depict such a topic as karma or spirituality in general, that it is done in a way that is tasteful and in a way that will help inspire people and empower them?
I don't find that often to be the case. It's mostly just used in sort of lackadaisical terms in terms of, like, if you do that, you get bad karma. If you do that, you get good karma. I don't think people quite understand the process of it, of how it sort of works and sort of what one can do to sort of make things better in their lives. Hopefully it's going to be moving towards that in a positive way, but at the moment, no, I have not seen that.
Yeah, I mean, in terms of yourself, just on your daily activities and interactions with people, when you mention the word karma, because you are Promo Pete, of course, promoting karma, do people, what is the response you get from the person?
Most of the time, you know, the word's been used, so they kind of think they understand it, but they really don't. Don't really like to laden people with that kind of information. But on the most part, I think people get the general idea of being kind to one another and not sort of being negative or not sort of outwardly negative. But on the whole, living it, I think most people understand the lip service aspect of it, but not sort of living the principle of it. I find that to be the case when I'm around individuals.
Yes, I would definitely agree with you there, definitely.
Okay,
so Promo Pete, do you have any more to share with us, or are you going to come back later?
Yes, I will come back later.
Okay, great. Interesting that Promo Pete mentioned that, because in my work as a clairvoyant, I find that the one thing that people have difficulty with is taking responsibility for the situation that they're going through in their lives that's causing them depression or sadness, whatever the case may be. And I would have to say that taking responsibility or lack of it, for a better term, is the one reason why I find that the majority of my clients are in the situation that they're in. And I try to explain to them that if you could just take responsibility for the situation, you're part in it, even if it's a situation where someone has, supposedly done something to you. At some point, when you're going through the situation, you must realize or see what's happening or the experience you're going through, and you have the free will choice to say, no, I don't wish to participate in this any further, and step away. But most people continue or choose to go through the experience, and that causes them more pain. And very often they'll blame the other person or the situation for the reason that they're in, the pain that they're in. So it's important, I think, when working in the area of karma and trying to heal it, you understand a lot of it is about taking responsibility for your life and what are you going to do to change it, to make it better, to improve yourself, so that you don't keep repeating the same mistakes over and over again, which then constitutes and perpetuates reincarnation. Because the purpose of reincarnation is to enable each person to have a chance to work through their problems or their mistakes or whatever it is they're being confronted with that's causing difficulty or pain, so they can evolve to a higher level of consciousness and have better experiences in life. So rather than to keep perpetuating the wheel of rebirth, which is also known as reincarnation, is to learn your mistakes. You make a mistake, which all of us do from time to time, but learn from the mistake so you don't have to keep repeating it over and over again and going through the same problems, whether it's in money, sex or power, and sex does cover the area of personal relationships. And power can also cover all three of those areas of life, the three drives of the human race, and also can cover health, because sometimes my readings cover the area of health once in a while in terms of how a situation may have influenced a certain imbalance in the physical body. Because this is another thing that occurs with people, in that when the karma becomes debilitating, it then affects the physical body, or can have some influence on a certain imbalance or disharmony within a person's physicality. And once you're able to identify what this imbalance is, as well as incorporating, you know, proper medical advice and guidance, you find that the healing process can take place very rapidly. So, now we're coming up to the part where I'll be doing readings. If there's anybody out there, if you would like a free karma reading, call 1-877-876-5227. Once again, for a free karma reading, call 1-877-876-5227. This is the show, Money, Sex, Power, What's Your Karma? The show that talks to the living. I'm your host, Lilith Dove, with co-host MG, Babble, and Promo Pete. And we will be here every Friday on BBS Radio from 12 noon to 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, bringing you good karma stories, spiritual insights, and promotional events, products to offer to everyone interested in maintaining good karma. So I hope many of you are listening out there and are going to enjoy this show. It's going to be on every Friday, and we'll take the time to participate and call in for your free reading. Promo Pete.
Yes.
Are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Okay. What do you have to say in terms of people who want to help other people understand the concept of karma or promote goodwill, in terms of what would you suggest?
I would actually make them really try to be aware of sort of themselves and sort of how they think. I think a lot of problems that I find with most people is that there's a lot of stuff going on in the mind. And so when that's confused, then they lash out verbally, or they lash out sort of physically at times, which is not good.
That's very true, actually.
So I think actually the key, first element, the key is to sort of relax the mind. And many people use, you know, yoga or meditation. And often people confuse meditation with things that you have to start chanting or going into lotus position or different things. And of course, some of that works for most people. But other times I find for myself, you just sort of sit down quietly with some music and just sort of just calm the mind down. Now, at times you can fall asleep, but the key, I think, is just to relax the mind. So I would say, for the most part, you have to be aware within what's going on within them. And then by doing that, you take more sort of responsibility for the things you say and sort of the outcomes of what you want to create in your life.
That's very true, because, I mean, for myself, people often ask me about what preparation I do before I do a reading. And really, for me, it's meditation. I meditate, you know, twice a day, in the morning and later on in the evening, and that helps me to stay focused and clear and balanced. I also pay attention to my diet, what I put into my physical body in terms of making sure it's clean, healthy food. I exercise regularly, which incorporates yoga. So I do a lot of things that keep me healthy in mind, body, spirit, and soul, as Babble mentioned earlier, especially in terms of what I do. And then one of the most important things is protection, spiritual protection, because for me, in my work, I have to open up. And for those of you out there that are psychic or healers, massage therapists, or do anything that involves some kind of sensitivity to other people, you know what it feels like to be open. And it's very, very important that if you're doing that kind of work, that you protect yourself adequately, or more than adequately, because think of the concept of opening the door to your living space, your apartment, or your house. And if you kept the door open all the time, what would happen? You'd have people wandering in and out randomly, people that you probably, some, wouldn't want to interact with. And it's the same with your physical body. If you open up your aura, your physical being, to allow spirits, information, whatever the case may be, into your vibration, you have to make sure that what's coming is of good and God. You cannot assume, or be naive enough to assume, that everything in the world of spirit is the good and God, because there are many, many levels in the spiritual world, and there are spirits out there that, for whatever reason, are only too happy to step into someone's vibration and influence them in a not too positive way, even though that person they're influencing may think that that spirit is positive because they can disguise themselves. So you have to have very powerful protection that acts as a filter in situations such as that. So for me, protection, I would say, is one of the most important things or tools I use to make sure I'm clear, focused, and balanced and in a good space in order to do my readings and do the work that I do. And if you incorporate this for those of you out there that are sensitives in any way, shape, or form, because there are people out there who aren't necessarily in this line of work or any kind of spiritual work who are still sensitive, you'll find that this will help you tremendously and not allow you to be imbalanced or feel that you're swamped or bombarded with random thoughts that have nothing to do with you or shouldn't have anything to do with you at all. So once again, those of you out there that are listening, if you'd like a free karma reading, call 1-877-876-5227. That's 1-877-876-5227 on BBS Radio. We're actually calling here from New York. We're participating in a show in New York on the East Coast, and I think BBS is on the West Coast. So those of you on the East Coast, we're here till 1 o'clock. The show is from 12 noon to 1 every Friday and 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time on the West Coast. So, Prima Pete, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
And I know I keep bothering you.
No, that's all right.
Do you have any more promotional products or services
to
share with
us? For those who are listening who may be at work or streaming this broadcast at work or different things, they don't have access, you know, to go on the web, I was going to read some of the other zodiac signs for karma stars that we have.
Okay, great.
Yeah, so let me begin with the top, Aries. Pay attention to the direction you're moving towards, even though you may believe it is the right thing to do and the right way to go. Consider that there's a possibility of repeating the same things you've done before in the past, not really getting out of your comfort zone. Taurus, if you depend on others for your prosperity and success, you will eventually find out that you made a mistake. You need to have greater belief in your ability to be your own person and create your own success without having to rely on other people. Gemini, be careful of this week of not wasting time and energy on people and situations that will try to lead you away on tangents. Have discernment and trust your instincts if you somehow feel suggestions are not right for you. Cancer. This week you'll find you'll be burdened with too many thoughts and ideas to the point your energy will be scattered in many directions. The wise thing to do would be to write down your thoughts first before communicating so that there's greater clarity and focus and realize you have more personal resources and potential than you give yourself credit for. Leo. Although this week you'll find yourself struggling to move forward and create the happiness you desire, you must be extra careful that you're not manipulated or convinced by others to spend your money, time, and energy in a way that is not in your best interest at all. Virgo, family may try to influence you selfishly in an emotional way for their own benefit. This is a lesson for you to learn how to draw boundaries and realize that you must seriously start to expand your life beyond your family. You can't take everyone with you. Libra, think before you speak and act, realizing that others could misinterpret what you say. Make sure that you're being honest with yourself and others, even though you think what you're saying and doing is in harmony with natural law. Think twice. Anything you do with your hands is also very strongly highlighted. Scorpio, the key to much of your financial stress at this time is connected to how you perceive your worth and value. If you're unable to believe you deserve more and can do better, it'll be very hard to manifest this as a reality in your life. Ultimately, you need to interact more in a public format and expand out of your comfort zone and try to do something different, demonstrating what you have to offer. Sagittarius, in your desire and attempts to improve your career and finances, make sure you're not being so assertive that you're unaware of other people's feelings and or wasting time, energy, or money. Be careful what you wish for, as you may get it and perhaps may not be what you want to receive in the first place or discover that it's really not right for you. Capricorn, this week you could experience stomach and health problems as a result of being misled by others and their negativity. Alleviate this with plenty of exercise and cleaner diet. Aquarius, anyone unexpectedly approaches you with an offer that almost seems too good to be true, trust your instincts because it probably is. As much as you want to make your mark, be careful of taking unnecessary risks that could jeopardize everything you worked hard to accomplish up to now. And lastly, Pisces. It may seem as if things aren't happening as quickly as you would like, but taking into consideration that you must be the cause of the effect and not rely so much on others to get things done or manifest your goals. If you can trust the unique ideas you currently have and move away from old repressive structures that obviously do not work, you will make faster progress. So everyone, these are the zodiac signs for this week, September 7th to September 13th. Our Karma Stars video blog is updated weekly on Sundays. That's Karma, K-A-R-M-A, Stars, S-T-A-R-S.com. And all of our products and services can be found on our main site, which is whatsyourkarma.tv. That's W-H-A-T-S-Y-O-U-R-K-A-R-M-A.tv.
Thanks, Promo Pete. Thank you. It seems that everybody out there is scared to go in to have a karma reading. They feel that they're all listening, but as sometimes happens, people are nervous because once they understand the true meaning of karma, they sometimes think twice about things that they've done in their lives and how they treat others and even themselves, so they tend to hesitate before they realize that to have a karma reading is empowering and healing. Because once you have the information needed to make a change in your life, it's similar to having a light bulb go off in your head. You think, wow, I can do this, I can make this better, I can actually change the situation. Yes, of course you can, but you have to have the desire. So rather than vacillating and procrastinating about, yes, I'm going to do this, I want to change that, do something about it. So all of you out there listening, don't be afraid. Call in to have your free karma reading at 1-877-876-5227. That's 1-877-876-5227. We will be here every Friday on BBS Radio with Money, Sex, Power, What's Your Karma? That's the name of our show, and we'll be talking about different aspects of karma and dharma, because dharma is also part of this too, and we'll have Promo Pete and MG, I think she's still there out there somewhere, with her good stories, and Babel with his spiritual insights. I want to talk a little bit about dharma, because that's not very often mentioned, but it comes up in some of the readings I do from time to time. As I said earlier, a person's true life purpose is the meaning of dharma that enables them to express and achieve their highest potential and destiny in the present lifetime. So if a person receives a reading, for instance, that mentions they are in a cycle of dharma, it means that, for instance, if it's in the area of money, they've worked through a sufficient amount of their karma in that particular area of life, whereby they're in a cycle of dharma, which means they will have a lot of opportunities to increase, for instance, their finances, career, whatever it may be in that particular area that they wish to increase and move forward with, whereby they can achieve their highest potential, which is often their destiny for any given lifetime. People often think that the destiny they have is something that they feel comfortable with and aspire to very easily, but that's not often the case. For instance, if you take someone who, let's say, works in Wall Street, and they find this a very easy vocation for themselves to do, and they feel very comfortable with it, that does not mean that that's their destiny. Their destiny could be to have a farm in the Midwest and grow organic plants and share this, you know, with many people or the world, or expand it to a high level, something completely different that's outside their comfort zone. So it's not necessarily always that your dharma is something that you feel comfortable with, and it's hard, especially in career, to sometimes change direction and go into something that is a little bizarre, unusual, or unique, or something that's not conventional. And I have found very often in the readings I've done for many people, that is the case when it comes to their dharma. They have to change direction, going into something that they've always thought of and maybe liked, maybe as a hobby, or always thought of maybe writing, something of that nature, something that's usually pretty creative and artistic, but they have fear or are uncomfortable in going in that direction because they are afraid of what people might say, what people might think, how their family will respond to them, etc., etc. So therefore they stay in their comfort zone and never experience dharma or their true destiny for that particular lifetime. So when you have a karma reading, sometimes the reading could pertain to something that a person is supposed to be doing in this lifetime that would bring them greater prosperity financially and maybe even health-wise and happiness and fulfillment on a much deeper level. Because you'll find, and I'm sure those of you out there listening know someone, even if it's not yourself, who's experiencing or going through a career or something of that nature that doesn't really fulfill them on a deep level. You very rarely meet people that say, I'm totally fulfilled and happy with what I'm doing. And even sometimes people say they are, you could look at them and you know full well they're not. So when you have a karma reading, it helps you to make sure that you're on track, that you're going in the right direction, that you're in harmony with natural law. Because natural law is part of the universal force. It is the universal force that we are all intertwined with. So the universe can only try to guide us to the best of its ability in the direction that's best for us. But we all have free will to decide whether or not we want to continue going in that direction, whether or not it's best for us or not. Because if we don't do that, we'll find that things start to fall apart or go wrong in our lives. Things don't work out in the way that we expected or would like them to because we're not going in the right direction. So this is a sure sign when things really start to go wrong in a downward spiral that something is not really cohesively moving in the right direction that is best for you. And that's sometimes a good time to have a karma reading to find out, well, what is it I need to correct or alter or change altogether in order to get back on track in harmony with the universe. So once you're in harmony with the universal flow will support you and give you everything you need in order to accomplish your destiny in this lifetime. So, once again, I'm putting it out there, calling for your karma reading, 1-877-876-5227. MG, are you still there?
I'm still here.
Oh, good. So do you have anything you'd like to share with us as we're coming to the end of the show soon?
I'd just like to remind people to, you know, please feel free to share their stories of good karma deeds, you know, big or small, with us so we can share with everyone that, you know, we as people can do the smallest little things and make a difference in the world around us, you know, from microcosm to macrocosm. So just want to spread that concept again to people, say, to take the time to do something good for others and themselves.
That's very, very true. And I think that people sometimes forget that karma isn't isolated to affect a certain group of people or one person. Karma affects everybody, regardless of who you are, your status in life. Natural law is natural law, and it is the energy and force of the universe. So whether or not it's the person in a high position of power, or they're wealthy, or you're poor, whatever status of life you're in, karma affects every single person. And sometimes people often ask me, well, such and such a thing happened to me and I didn't see the repercussions, or someone did something and, you know, the saying is what goes around comes around, but nothing happened to that person. Well, first of all, it's not a good idea to wish something to happen to somebody, because what you put out will come back to you too. But you also have to take into consideration when it comes to natural law and karma that, yes, whatever the situation is that was done that was wrong, in the right time and the right place, the debt or the situation will be put right, but it has to be the right time and the right place for the person to experience or understand what it is that they did was not in harmony with natural law. And it's not necessarily a case of good and bad. It's about learning lessons in life or learning and understanding that we live in a school of life. We're here to learn. All of us are here to learn our lessons in life. And the lessons don't have to be considered as something negative, but just things you have to learn and understand so that you become a more positive person and your life reflects the same. But if you're putting out the negative, your life will probably in some way, shape, or form, or your physicality, because it can affect your physical body too, the negativity that you're directing to others and people in life. So it's important that when you think of what goes around, comes around, because that's how people think of karma, that it does, but it has to be the right time and right place, which might not be the time and place you designate, but when natural law thinks that that time is appropriate, then the situation will be corrected or brought to that person's attention, hopefully whereby they understand that something was or is off balance in their attitude towards others, themselves, and life in general. Now, that's a question that I often get asked about, well, what goes around comes around. It doesn't happen to everybody. So I thought it would be a good way to share that with people out there so they understand how karma works. And I know this is a lot of information because for people to understand and take in, because everybody has their own perception of what karma is and how it works in one's life. And as I mentioned earlier, it's not your aura, the energy around you, or fate, or anything of that nature, or just because you do a good deed to someone, it also can affect you as a person. So it's important to remember that you treat yourself with love, kindness, and appreciation, and try not to have people around you in your life that would bring negativity or put you in a downward spiral. Because this is something also that people forget, that who you surround yourself with is important too. To have healthy people in mind, body, spirit, and soul who are positive, who support you in all the things you aspire to be and do, so you can move forward in life with them, hopefully. But sometimes you'll find that you grow faster than people in your life and you have to leave them behind, maybe permanently or temporarily, but you cannot hold yourself back because other people refuse or cannot grow, which I know is another thing I find with a lot of people I read for. They get in situations where they're surrounded by people who, for whatever reason, cannot move forward or not supportive of them, and in turn, consciously or unconsciously, hold those people back. So, for people out there listening, take all these things into consideration. And once again, if you'd like a free karma reading, call 1-877-876-5227. And I think I have a caller.
You do?
Yes, hello.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, who are you? Who am I speaking to?
My name's Justin.
Justin. Yes. So, you'd like your karma read, I'm assuming?
I do. I'm going through a lot of spiritual changes right now, and I just kind of like to see what my karma has in store for me.
Yes, okay. Well, the first scene I'm seeing for you is a lifetime in what is now known as Serbia in Eastern Europe. In that particular lifetime, as a female, around 14 years old, what I'm seeing is that in that lifetime, you were very, I won't say naive, but you were very innocent. And there was a time when you'd go into the forest to pick flowers, pick fruit. This is part of your daily routine. And in one particular scenario, as you entered this forest, you stumbled upon a group of people who involved what I can only describe as negative ritual magic. And this is something that you intended to see, but unfortunately you stumbled upon this scenario. And as you perceived the scenario, they saw you. And you were afraid, but you ran away. But you went to tell other people what you saw. And those people that you stumbled upon were burnt to the stake. They were killed because of what they were doing. And they were people, it turned out, that you somehow knew. They were not very well, but you knew of them in some way, but you didn't know that's what they were doing. As a result of that, their relatives, unfortunately, put a curse on you that, number one, there would be problems with your eyesight. As you get older, your eyesight is going to fade, or probably may well fade. And number two, that you would be loved less in this lifetime. You've had a lot of difficulties in the area of personal relationships. So those are two things. And some of those people that you encountered or stumbled upon, so-called acquaintances, or sort of on the periphery of your social circle. I wouldn't say they were friends, but they're people that you know. And these are people that you need to be very careful of and try to move away from or keep them at a distance.
In my current life right now?
Yes, in your current life, yes.
Wow. Okay.
Yes. Did that scenario connect with you in any way?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I've had this strong desire to learn Bulgarian, actually. Just
really?
Recently, yeah. It's shocking to me that it coincides.
Yeah.
Wow. And I feel that. I feel that the innocence and the naivete, I guess, of it too. So.
Yeah. I mean, you were very. I mean, just you were just a very innocent, nice young
just
girl.
Just exploring kind of a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Great.
How's your eyesight?
I've always had glasses since like third grade.
Yeah.
It hasn't been getting worse lately, but my mom has horrible eyesight. She's almost legally blind. So.
Yeah. Well, when you saw these people doing what they were doing, you went and told your family.
Okay. I told my family.
Yeah, you went back to your family, told them what you saw, and they were the ones that actually went and, you know, gave them up, so to speak.
Yeah, I feel like there might have been a little bit of guilt for me when I did that, in that I got someone in trouble.
Yes, definitely.
Sense? Yeah. How do I release that then? I mean, yeah, I should avoid those folks that resemble them in my present life. How can I release that?
Well, the connection to your eyesight is that you have to have the eyes to see when someone is your friend and when someone is your enemy. Because you knew these people, they were sort of on the periphery of your life, but you weren't able to see clearly. They were extremely negative. So these people are in your life now, but on the periphery once again. I mean, not necessarily doing black magic, but they're just not nice people. So in order for your eyesight to improve, it's symbolic of you having to see clearly who is a friend and who is an enemy.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
I'm thinking of some friends that fit that description, and it's hard for me to think that they're my enemies, but...
Well, put it like this. They don't wish you well. I mean, they could be on the surface very nice and friendly, but in their heart, they don't wish you well.
Okay.
And you have to see through that. Because you're so sensitive, you remember earlier I was talking about people who are very sensitive anyway to life and energy around them. You're one of those people.
Yeah.
So you have to use that sensitivity to read through the facade of what they project to you.
Kind of go with my inner guidance and see
what
I feel towards them. Or is
And also, I know you said earlier you wanted to delve more into spiritual study. Just be careful what you get involved with.
Mm-hmm.
That you make sure it's very positive. It's not in any way connected to anything of negativity at all.
Okay, I think I'm on the right path with that.
Yeah,
definitely.
So just something to be aware of.
Okay, I will. Thank you very much.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Absolutely.
Have a good day.
Thank you. So there, that was our first karma reading. I think that was interesting that he was interested in studying Bulgaria because the lifetime I saw was in Eastern Europe. So that was an example, anyway, of what a karma reading is, a real karma reading, how it works, and how you can take the information from the past and apply it to the here and now. So hopefully, I don't think we have much time now, but next week there'll be more people calling in, 1-877-876-5227 for your free karma reading, and the show is Money, Sex, Power, What's Your Karma? Promo Pete, do you have any more for us before we go?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, like I mentioned earlier, they can find, listeners can find all our products on whatsyourkarma.tv. One of them, in particular, we have Karma Clues, A Guide to Good Karma. It's a recently published book by Lilith Dove, of course. find that on there. It's quotes on how to sort of find clues in your life to overcome certain obstacles. And they have some beautiful illustrations by Mary Grace Hobbs as well, which is MG. And you can find that on whatsyourkarma.tv.
Wow, that's fantastic. Well, a lot of products and services there for everybody out there listening that can help you maintain your good karma. And maybe you might even join the Good Karma Club. You have to go to Facebook, though, to join that. So I think we're coming to the end of the show. You have to remember what goes around comes around. Once you know the cause, you can always change your effect. You're not helpless. You have the power to make a difference. You have the power to make yourself better and your life better. And certainly, by listening to our show every Friday, we can help you make that a reality. So I thank you all for listening to our wonderful show, because I think it's great, and I'm sure MG, Babel, and Promo Pete think it's great, too. We'll be with you again next Friday, the same time, on BBS Radio, 12 noon to 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, bringing you good karma. And thank you for listening.
Money, sex, power. What's your karma? The new psychic show that talks to the living about everyday people with everyday problems. Why do you do the things you do, and how can you fix it? Every Friday, 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Hosted by clairvoyant and author Lilith Dove. For a free karma reading, call 1-877-230-3062. Once again, for a free karma reading, call 1-877-230-3062. So, what's your karma?